This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910 Richmond. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and unique law firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Now Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoo. Ahmad Hawkins, former UVA wide receiver and defensive back and arena ball star, nicknamed Ball Hawk Hawkins. We've got UVA soccer coach George Gale-Navach, who got some good news today about UVA seeding in the NCAA soccer tournament. We've got UVA, and we have Dr. Gordy Rawls stepping in for Dr. Michael Wind for the Ortho Virginia Injury Report.
And amid the discussion of football, soccer, wrestling, we'll even sprinkle in a little hoops discussion as well, since Frank Maloney was at
both games.
The game on Friday didn't look particularly good last night, but obviously, what, 2 or 3 years ago, had the big upset over Duke in the NCAA tournament. So they certainly have had some good teams recently. So Virginia off to a fast 2-0 start with another game tomorrow night back in Charlottesville at JPJ that we'll talk about later.
Well, let's address football first. Called it the Wahoos defeated Pitt on that big whiteout game and the fancy new helmets and looked pretty darn good, particularly in the first half against Pittsburgh. And then they were sitting there at 4-2 and 2-0 in the conference. And since then, it's been more than a...
If they restore a couple of players to the active roster in advance of the game Saturday night against Miami, particularly on the offensive line, where they've really had some tough luck and a lot of key injuries that certainly has not helped the fortunes of the football team.
No two ways about it. Pretty hard to throw or run when your offensive line...
For them, and certainly a disappointing loss, a game that I'm sure they think they could have or should have won. So maybe they'll be a little flat as they get to Charlottesville on Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Well, certainly the Hurricanes are deflated. Maybe they've been downgraded to just a tropical whimper. I don't know. getting fresh and working out and getting strong. Because they're going to have to face a rugged Miami Hurricane offensive line. And Duke Johnson is a player. Just ask those guys out in Blacksburg, because they couldn't tackle him. And Virginia's got to stop him at the point of attack on first and second down and force that freshman quarterback into set. Now, will UVA's offense score in both halves? Unfortunately, the Cavaliers have had good halves, bad halves with the football. And let's face it. They've got to do better, and we'll break that down a little bit later. Virginia is hosting the Hurricanes, Scott Stadium, on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. This should be an advantage for the Cavaliers. Cold, evening, bright lights. It's an opportunity for the Cavaliers and the Cavalier fans to let the seniors know that they...
In last month... Miami coming off a game that they really wanted, because I think the Florida State game was an opportunity for the Hurricanes to show that they need to be back in a national conversation, and they came up just short in that contest. So player attitude will be a big factor, I would think, on Saturday night.
If I'm not mistaken, the Seminoles have won 26 in a row, and I don't care what any critic says on the national stage, on the regional stage, or in your backyard drinking a cold one. The fact of the matter is the Seminoles keep winning. Jameis Winston, despite all the controversy and all the issues, he continues to play as well as they need to play.
Well, they have athletes. Although some of them are younger, they've got freshmen playing key roles. But I've had this discussion before that it's different learning how to compete versus learning how to win. And I think Florida State, and I think sometimes you learn how to win by winning. You get here. Florida State has done exactly that, where they have fallen behind, in some cases, good football teams and managed in the second half to mount a comeback and do enough to win. And now, they got Boston College at home and Florida at home. So they're looking Very good tonight. Duke's last game is against Wake Forest. Duke has the tiebreaker, so it's still, even though Duke lost to the Hokies on Saturday, I still think Duke has the inside track to get back to the ACC title game. But I'm not sure Duke has the firepower to compete with Florida State in that game. So you'd have to think that Florida State is going to be one of the four finalists.
You know, Georgia Tech, to me, I mean, don't you think they are the best team in the Coastal? I mean,
they're better.
I mean, when they have everything going, they appear to be the stronger team.
You know, and that's why in the football sense, some of these head-on-head games within the division two already, Duke has to win against North Carolina and Wake Forest, but that would make them 6-2. But since Duke won the head-on-head game against Georgia Tech, they get in. But yeah. I think you're right. I think Georgia Tech is, at this stage, they're playing very, very well. But we've got our first guest, so Frank, introduce him.
Well, we're excited tonight to have one of our regular contributors and one of the most receiver and part-time defensive back and played from 1997 to 2000 and most likely best known for his great catch at Virginia Tech in Lane Stadium back, I believe it was 1998. Aaron Brooks threw up and was just not able to get there, and Ahmad was able to keep his feet in bounds and race down the sidelines, and obviously his sliding knees in the end zone looking to the sky pose is still on the saber.com. And welcome to the show, Ahmad.
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great, and we're thrilled that you could be with us tonight. I become eligible for a bowl and most likely to save Mike London's job. First games first. Wahoos have to play the Hurricanes at home, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. What are the keys in your mind?
The key is to stop Duke Johnson. I mean, he's been on a tear lately. He's a phenomenal athlete, great speed down. You know, keep everything in front of us because they have some speed on the outside. So we don't want it to be a track meet. We have to make it an ugly game, and it's going. We have to make it a close game. We're not going to outscore this team if it's going to maybe 25 points.
You know, obviously Florida State likes to spot.
Don't fix it. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
He keeps walking off the field with his son by his side, smiling like a Cheshire cat, like, hey, this was my plan all along. Let's talk about that mentality that Florida State has exhibited time and time again. And then how does Miami recover from that deflated feeling? Because it looked like they just switched helmets and it was all over.
Yeah, you guys hit the nail on the head. That's what Florida State's MO all season. They start out slow. See, I don't know if they start out slow or if everybody just gives them their best shot. It's like a boxer. You come out, you get that good shot on your opponent, their knees wobble, and that's all you for. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's the defending national champ of leading a team to defend the national champ. So he's been there before. He's not going to panic under the pressure. He actually gets better the more adversity that is around him. I mean, he amazes me at how he can have all these allegations and everybody, you know, just throwing his name in the mud. He adjusts at halftime, and they show you something different. While Miami, on the other hand, they came out hot. Duke Johnson was hot. They had some big plays in the passing game, and they went to like a prevent type of game plan to just try to hold on, and you can't do that. What do you have to lose? You're playing Florida State, and you're up. You have to be aggressive, remain aggressive, because at the end of the day, Florida State to the ropes. We're a Virginia team that basically got handled by them in the second half, and we were never close after the second quarter. So with these last two games, what do you have to lose? I mean, we've been down this road of losing before. We have to turn the trend around, and we have to start winning ball games.
You're right, and we're visiting with Ahmad Hawkins. Ahmad,
it's an honor to come over to our football program, by the way.
Absolutely, absolutely. But listen, you said we don't need to get into track meet with Miami. That wouldn't be good. On the other hand, we're not going to shut them out, so we got to score some points. So what does the UVA offense have to do on Saturday night to be successful?
They need to go back and look at that University of Pittsburgh game. When we played Pitt, at Scott, at Kevin Park, through to the promised land, we let our defense win the ball game for us. We won the field position. We played small ball. Back when I remember watching baseball in the 90s when in the early 2000s with Chicago White Sox, when they were successful, they played small ball. They didn't really wow you. This is one ball game. That's what we have to get to. I think sometimes out we have a brand-new formation in. I think we just get too cute. We get away with the essence of Virginia football, which is power football, running the game, punishing your opponent, tiring them out so in the fourth quarter you could take advantage of the fact that you're being physical with them. And I think we get lost in translation sometimes. We just don't know what we want to do.
Why can't Virginia beat Miami again? And they've got the home field advantage on a cold night in Charlottesville, at least chillier weather than, you know, the tropical climate down there in Miami. Besides stopping Duke Johnson, what does Virginia have to do to win the game? And we're going to head to break after your answer.
Marzell, Philippe, Shepard, to get some running lane, allow the play action, some big plays down the field. And our defensive front, we have to be dynamic. You know, whether we're stunning, twisting, running the hump and getting home, we have to generate some sacks and some turnovers. Definitely we have to generate some sacks. When we don't generate sacks, we're not very good as far as just definitely, man. Those guys, they work their tails off. Believe me, they're trying. But I think, you know, a lot of teams are just picking up on what we're trying to do. If you notice, since the Georgia Tech game, of course, they came out, they were cut blocking our defensive line. So that's a sign of respect.
Yes.
You do get pressure on the quarterback, but offensive lines have been changing.
This could benefit from a short field two or three times during the course of the night. But, Ahmad, we appreciate your insights, and you're taking a couple of minutes to join us again tonight, and look forward to having you back again soon.
Definitely. Always a pleasure, man. And as always, go Hoos. You guys do a great job.
All right.
Thank you, Ahmad.
All right. Ahmad Hawkins. We'll go to our first break. We will.